Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The swinging jazz guitar of Django Reinhardt introduces Swing Time, Sheffield Live FM's weekly selection of swing, jazz and blues. The presenters, that's me, Brian,
Mike
and John,
offer a mixture from all periods of jazz. So if you have a liking for jazz,
tune into Swing Time
every Tuesday from 1 to 3 o'clock.
Remember, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
All ages, all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities, all together. Be our guest at Diversity Fest. Yes!
Diversity Fest Radio, every Thursday, 3 till 4pm on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and at sheffieldlive.org.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time, the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops that quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippitt Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room, just for, like, acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield, it's lovely. Great place.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Communities Live here on Sheffield Live on this very okay weather outside on this Friday afternoon. But today we're going to get into some more interviews, actually. If you didn't listen to or missed our show yesterday with Steel Frogs, Josh Gollidge, you can listen on the website. It was a great show talking all things music, and it was a pleasure to listen to Josh speak. But for now, we're just going to get into some more music before our interviewees arrive.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
We'll be right back.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Commuters Live here at Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. A bit of a late start. Been a bit of a hectic morning, hasn't it, Oliver?
Yeah, so I started the show off with a couple songs just to get the feeling on this very fine Friday afternoon.
So we've got a couple of special guests here in the studio today. But first of all, we have Johnny from The Horn. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks, Chris and Ollie. Nice to meet you today.
Likewise.
So thank you for joining us today. And so give us a bit of background. Tell us a bit about The Horn.
Yeah, sure. We started out in the studio in my friend Danny's studio in Baker Street. And then he met a chap called Nick in Marylebone who played bass. And he had a load of songs, some from actually the 1980s. So the band has quite a sort of time capsule feel, and we sort of brought those songs to fruition from a kind of studio format. And then a few months later, we sort of realized we're sort of fully fledged band and we're playing these shows. And our label, shout out to Autonomy, they landed us some incredible live gigs, so we were really, really lucky. It kind of took off quite quickly, but it sort of initially started in that tricky period of lockdown, so we didn't really know what was going on, but yeah, it sort of blossomed from there, I think.
And speaking of live gigs, I mean, you're performing in Sheffield today,
yeah,
with the Boomtown Rats. I mean, tell us a bit about that.
I'm really excited. I've never played in Sheffield before. I've never played at Sheffield City Hall, so big shout out to Sheffield. It's really nice to be here. I was speeding here on the train from Liverpool, just saw my brother last night, and it was really nice to kind of be in Liverpool and then be in Sheffield, so that's lovely. And then the Boomtown Rats, yeah, they've been just really lovely in welcoming us on, and we played Nottingham, Birmingham, Aberdeen, Glasgow, and the last one we played was Glasgow Barrowlands last weekend, and Barrowlands was really something quite special.
Yeah.
Really special venue.
And I mean, I know you're touring, playing today at City Hall, but is there still tickets available for our listeners?
That's a very good question. You'd have to go on the website, but I have a feeling it might be sold out.
Right. And so tell us a bit about your influences. I mean, who are your main influences? And also, if there was anybody that you could work with in the near future, who would it be and why?
Oh, great question. Yeah, I think our influences have ranged from, like, our bassist Nick, who founded the band The Clash, would be a big influence for him. But then we bonded over David Bowie, the two of us, and Danny, who plays lead guitar, and he engineers some of the stuff, produces some of the stuff with us. He and I were listening to, like, a lot of Father John Misty and Tame Impala at the time. I personally grew up with listening to Tracy Chapman and Paul Simon, so I really love a melody. I think melody's really important. And then kind of you've got the likes of Bowie and Dylan coming in, so
sure,
just trying to get that melody good and trying to get a lyric that's a bit interesting that someone's going to remember.
Yeah,
I think that's probably bonded us in the studio.
I mean, to our listeners at all, we want to, like, get into music. I mean, how difficult is it? And also, what advice would you give to our listeners?
Really, really good question. My advice would be, don't do something if you don't want to do it. And if you write a song that you really love and that you love yourself, that's the one you release, I think. Don't worry about what the audience thinks, because once you release something, it's kind of not yours anymore. It becomes part of the ether.
Sure.
And I'd say, yeah, like, find a really, really good group of people who you trust and who you can work with. You'll end up becoming their friend anyway. And try and be kind to people, because people don't tend to remember when you're kind, but they remember if you're unkind. So, yeah.
And I mean, so we're going to talk a little bit about your new single, which is called What's the Score? So, I mean, how long did it take for you to put that song together? Was it a long process, or did it come together quite quickly?
That was quite quick, because that was the there's another new single as well, because, like, you've been sent probably two singles. So there's What's the Score, and then there's Something You Forgot, which is the brand new one. And What's the Score went out very recently, though, so it's totally relevant. And Nick loves football, so that kind of came from that. But it is a sort of sadder tale of substances. So you listen to the words, you'll hear that it's a slightly sadder song than the music suggests that it is.
And I mean, so what was the other single? Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. No, there's another single called Something You Forgot, which came out a couple of Fridays ago. That was fun. That was about a night out that Danny and I had in Peckham in London, where we were a bit worse for wear the next day, let's just say, for your morning and early afternoon listeners. But I won't say anymore. But yeah, that's been a fun one. We've been kind of really playing that one loud at the end of each show. That tends to be the one that we finish with. So yeah, it gets a bit raucous at the end, and it's about kind of two nights out. So that's quite fun to sing a kind of true story on stage.
And I've got to ask you, Johnny, I mean, how difficult is it to find that sound that you're looking for? I mean, are you still searching, or have you found what you're looking for at the moment?
Well, we're searching for it, Chris. At the moment, we're in Abbey Road recording some of our second record, which has been a real privilege to go in there. I can't quite believe it. Still pinching myself. So I'd say we've been working with Danton Supple. Shout out to him. He's a great producer. He engineered The Proclaimers back in the day, 500 Miles. He's a really good workhorse in the music industry, and he's been helping us find our sound. I think we do quite big stereo guitar sounds through two different amps, big drum sounds, and lots of layered harmonies and vocals, stuff like that. So we look at the song and think, right, what does this song need? And then kind of work backwards from there.
And, I mean, so what's next for the Horn? I mean, is there any future projects that you're currently working on that you can tell us, or is it all secretive at the moment?
It's no secret because we put it online, but I think, yeah, we've been in Abbey Road and we're making our second album. That'll go out in 2026. We may go to the US, but yeah, we're really currently just really excited to kind of finish off the tour. We're finishing our leg of the tour with the Boomtown Rats in the Hammersmith Apollo on Halloween. So that's quite a big climax for us at the end of the month.
And I mean, for anybody that wants to follow you on social media, how can people follow you? Do you have like X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, Facebook? I mean, there's so many, isn't there?
Yeah, I don't go on X really. If you go on Instagram and just type in The Horn or The Horn Band, you'll find us. You can't miss it.
And for anybody that wants to buy a copy of your single, I mean, is there any physical copies that people can get, or is it all digital at the moment?
Yeah, you can go on Spotify, Apple Music, all the normal channels. But then also you can order our first album on vinyl, which is called People Like Us. So
So, Johnny, I want to say thank you so much for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Do you want to introduce the song that you're playing today?
Yes, certainly. Thanks for letting me bring my guitar in. And it's once again lovely to be in Sheffield. This one's called Something You Forgot. So I'll give you a little bit of that. I kissed the DJ on a Sunday night. He threw the whole bag and both our pints. Spilled our drinks all over the bouncer's nikes. Oh, I wanna go back, but it wouldn't be right. I spend the whole damn time trying to say goodbye. Drinks before our dinner in the dying light. Just when it starts to cave in, could be worth remembering. Something you forgot, something you forgot. Yeah, when it starts to cave in, you're left wondering. Something you forgot, something you forgot. And when it starts to cave in, you're left wondering. Something you forgot, something you forgot. Yeah, when it starts to wear thin, you're left wondering. Something you forgot, something you forgot.
Beautiful. Absolutely
brilliant. Well done.
Thank you so much, Johnny. I mean, great tune. And you know, it's got a rawness as well. I mean, you don't really hear that kind of rawness anymore in a lot of songs, because a lot of songs now are quite digital, I think. And, you know, it's so rare to actually hear people play like live guitars now. It's incredible.
Thank you very much.
I want to say thank you again, Johnny, and it's been an absolute pleasure, and I wish you the best of your tour.
Yeah, pleasure's all mine. Thanks, Chris.
Good luck tonight as well.
So up next we have Farrah, so we're going to talk to her later on after these adverts.
Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care, and I get that fever feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Why not join us for
the Susie
and Sheridan
Show
on Sheffield
Live Radio
93.2
FM, live on the wireless. Oh, never buy teeth from a catalogue.
Every Thursday,
1 till 2 in the afternoon, so I'll get the kettle on for you and put an extra digestive on the plate.
The Susie
and Sheridan
Show.
The swinging jazz guitar of Django Reinhardt introduces Swing Time, Sheffield Live FM's weekly selection of swing, jazz and blues. The presenters, that's me, Brian,
Mike and John,
offer a mixture from all periods of jazz. So if you have a liking for jazz,
tune into Swing Time
every Tuesday from 1 to 3 o'clock.
Remember, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
All ages, all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities, all together. Be our guest, be our guest at Diversity Fest. Yes!
Diversity Fest Radio, every Thursday, 3 till 4 p.m. on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and at sheffieldlive.org.
Want smoother skin in 4 weeks? Meet the dermatologist.
Said the brains I had went to my head.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
And that was Oasis and Don't Look Back in Anger. So, and we have another special guest here today. We have singer-songwriter Farrah. Good afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
So, thank you for joining me today. And so, to our listeners, give us a bit of background. Tell us a bit about yourself.
So, my name is Farrah. I am an 18-year-old singer-songwriter born and raised from the Czech Republic. And I work, well, in the music industry, and I'm currently making music that I would say fits in the dark pop genre. And I'm on tour around the UK.
And, I mean, who are your main influences? And also, if there was anybody that you could work with in the near future, who would it be and why?
I would say my main influences since I was little was, like, Ariana Grande. And then, like, recently now it's Tate McRae or Madison Beer. And then, like, dream collab forever and ever would be Madison Beer.
And, I mean, for anybody that wants to break into music, how difficult is it? And also, what advice would you give to our listeners?
I would say, you know, obviously breaking in the music industry is difficult, but I think the most important thing is for whoever wants to do music, whether it's singing, producing, or whatever it may be, is to just follow their dreams, keep on doing what they love doing, practicing. You always get better with practice, so that's the most important part, and just putting yourself out there and taking every opportunity.
And you're currently on tour with Remember Monday, so tell us a bit about that.
Oh, it's been really great. You know, we've done 5 shows, we have 10 more to go, and we've been doing this tour around the whole of UK, and we've gotten to go to so many places I've never been before. For an example, Sheffield today, because we've never been here. So it's just been really fun. The girls are great, and we just have a blast of a show every day.
And I mean, for our listeners at home who want to come and see Remember Monday and you as well, will there be tickets still available for the concert?
Yes, I believe so. I have no idea about tonight's show in Sheffield, but I know there are still some tickets available.
And so I want to talk to you about your upcoming single, which is called Rewind. So, I mean, was it a long process to put together, or did it come together quite quickly?
No, so I think this is probably in history of my songwriting the quickest song we've ever made. Me and Mathieu actually started in the studio, and I think we finished it in about 3 studio days or something like that. But it was just kind of a song that was fun. I started writing it during, or like the concept of the idea, during tour with Laureen back in March. And then we just kind of sat down, put it together, put a fun beat, and the rest is history.
So can you tell us a little bit about the story of the song as well, please?
I wanted to make a song that was, you know, because I'm kind of like a sad pop girly, I would say. That's kind of where I put myself a lot of the times in the genre. But I wanted to make a song that still had some sort of storytelling behind it, but make it like really fun, especially for the stage, and because, you know, I love touring. So it was something fun, but it's basically about that like never ending toxic cycle of whether it's a friendship, relationship, or whatever it may be. And so that's why you keep on pressing rewind, because you keep on repeating those cycles.
And I mean, how can people get a copy of the single? Is it digital? I mean, will there be physical copies that people can get as well?
It's on all platforms right now. So whether on Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere. We released it a couple months ago. So if they want to listen, they just have to search up Rewind by Farrah and it should be everywhere.
And I mean, how difficult is it to find that sound that you're looking for? I mean, are you still searching for that sound, or have you found what you're actually looking for at the moment?
I would say at the start it was, because I genuinely started making music more for myself. It wasn't ever like, oh, I thought I was going to release it to a bunch of people. So I think after releasing my debut album, it was a lot of going into the studio or even just writing back at home and being like, okay, what do I want to say? What do I want to put out? And I think especially this year, by being on tour and seeing the fans and seeing the reactions to a lot of it, I've kind of molded myself into more of the sound of what I wanted to do. So there's that combination of like the sad music, because I love writing sad songs. I think sad songs are really fun. And then just the upbeat dance tracks.
So you got a new single coming out, and you're doing an upcoming tour. So what's next for Farrah? I mean, is there anything that you can tell us, or is it all secretive at the moment?
Well, my number one thing right now is to graduate high school. I'm graduating in May of next year. But the next thing is second album. After this tour, I'm going to probably be locking myself in the studio and just writing. And I'm really excited to work on this new project and get it to the fans as soon as possible.
And how can people follow you? I mean, do you have like social media, like
yes.
X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, Facebook?
I basically have all the social medias. But if they search me up on Instagram, the Thera Official, it has my link tree that has links to everything, like my website, where my merch is, my Spotify, Apple Music, everything.
Oliver, is there anything you would like to add?
What's the music scene like in the Czech Republic? Because I don't know too much about the music scene there. Is it... do you get a lot of like live bands in like venues, like any like local artists coming up? Because I don't know much about Czech music, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I would say it's very similar to like everywhere where you go. I think Czech Republic is very known for like festivals and having those types of shows. But I think like the Czechs know how to party. They know how to have a good time. So I would say that that's probably it.
Is there any... one who inspired you from the Czech music scene? Was there anyone like you grew up listening to from the Czech Republic, or have you got any like friends who helped to inspire you as well?
My number one inspiration since I was little is my mom, who's sick and tired of me talking about her in every interview. But no, that's where my music inspiration kind of started, because my whole family is very, very musical. And I think I was just... it's like this phrase of like, it's in my blood. Like, I don't know how I would live without it. But I would say that there's definitely artists in the Czech Republic who I listen to. I don't know how much I'd say that I'm inspired by them now, just because of the fact that most of them do sing in Czech. But there are definitely a couple of artists that me and my best friends like vibe to or listen to.
I mean, because I don't know too much about the Czech. The only time I see like Czech music like out and about is probably Eurovision. So I only see it like once a year.
Yeah.
Do you have any like favorites from Eurovision? Actually, like anyone who like stands out.
Okay, well, I feel like I have to obviously say Loreen and Remember Monday, but from the Czech Republic scene, I would say Vesna were really cool. I don't remember the year, but they were recent. I think that their stage presence was crazy. And then like going back into the older ones, Mikolas Josef was really cool. That performance was really sick.
It's quite interesting. Though. Thank you for telling me about this, because I've just gained a lot of knowledge in about 2 minutes.
So thank you very much, Ferris. So you've got a song that you would like to sing for us. So tell us a bit about the song.
So we are going to play a song called Deja Vu. It's a song I released in June. And yeah, it's just about the feeling of deja vu.
Ferris, take it away.
Thank you.
Deja vu. We've been here before, but this has to go. A two-time situation that's making me lose patience. So obvious how you're spinning it. You know that this ain't right, no matter how much you. Boy, look at what you've done, what is this? Every time you say something with your devil lips, can't stop me wanting more of it. Falling into bad habits, I admit I shouldn't listen, but it pulls me deeper in. Goddamn, how do I get out of this? Deja vu, I feel like I have the food of someone turning up, or is it just me and you? Oh no, what is this feeling? It's the room still spinning, cause for me it's turning. I said I'm done with this, I swore, I promise it. No more breaking the rules. Last night was the final time of me saying yes, cause I can't pretend I'm not the girl you're thinking. Mistake, that's all that this is. Boy, look at what you've done, what is this? Should've listened, but it pulls me deeper in. Goddamn, how do I get out of this? Deja vu, I feel like I have the food of someone turning up, or is it just me and you? Oh no, what is this feeling? Is the room still spinning? Cause for me, it's turning. Oh baby, I cannot lie, you got that look in your eyes. Oh baby, I cannot lie, now
beautiful, absolutely beautiful song. Thank you, Ferry. Thank you for sharing that with me. Thank you for playing it live on Earth. I want to wish you the best on your tour and also your new single. And good luck in the near future as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me again.
Thank you for joining me. So we're going to play a song from a Sheffield band now. We're going to play Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Searching for the one that does it all? New Olay Super Cream with SPF, with 5 benefits in one super cream.
From the makers of Ninja Creamy, meet the new Ninja Swirl, your favorite ice cream shop, right on your countertop. Turn almost anything into ice cream. And now, soft serve. Just prep, freeze, lock, spin, and swirl. Enjoy endless options of soft serve, fruity, frozen yogurt, and more. Ninja Swirl by Creamy.
Like Sheffield Live.
In the regular world, Halloween...
So, Oliver, what have you got to say? So if you're lonely,
the best week I've had at Sheffield Live since I've been here earlier in the year. We've had three very good guests from yesterday and today.
Yep. And you know what? I'm absolutely proud of you, Oliver. So thank you for joining. And you know, you've asked some great questions today. I'm so proud of you. So thank you.
It was a pleasure meeting all these guests. I mean, yesterday I thoroughly enjoyed. I mean, talking about music for an hour or more—that's my kind of thing. So it was a pleasure having Josh yesterday, but the two guests we've had today as well. I mean, the live music I thoroughly enjoyed because since I've been here at least, I don't think we've had live music in the studio.
No, I mean we have had live music before, but it's been a long time. I mean, we haven't had any recently, and today I thought it made it a really special show. So, and if you want to get involved in Communities Live, we are still looking for presenters and producers. So if you are interested in joining us, you can get in touch with us at our Communities Live Facebook page. We also have our very own Sheffield Live website. And you can also get in touch with me at christinelli89@gmail.com. So tell us a bit about how you got involved, Oliver.
I was at the youth hub I went to, and a person there who worked there knew Chris from a past shift at Sheffield Live. So through them, I got in contact with Chris and... you can say the rest is history because I'm here now, and Chris has been very welcoming, and I'm enjoying stuff at Sheffield Live, and it's going to continue for a long time. I think I'm not just finished yet, but that's how you. I mean, there's plenty of contacts around who know each other. So there's a lot of networking going on, but as Chris has just said, with the details, you can get in contact with us, and we do really appreciate volunteers coming in, and we enjoy. Presenting usually every Thursday. Today was a special here today on a Friday, so maybe more of that to come. And the more volunteers, the more the merrier, they always say.
Yeah, definitely. And who knows what we're going to get in the near future. And you know what? This show always flies, doesn't it?
Always.
I mean, I can't believe it's already been an hour. It's unbelievable how quick it goes.
You turn away from the time and then you look back and like, oh, it's nearly finished.
So we're going to say our goodbyes now, and we will be back next Thursday at 12 p.m.
Yes, we will indeed.
So, and Bradley will be joining us along with Oliver. So
I'll be here, yes.
So this is goodbye from Chris and Ali.
Goodbye from Oliver Dixon.
And see you next Thursday. Goodbye.